This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, the what's going on concerning this Las Vegas shooter, folks, is overwhelmingly confusing, and that's purposed, of course. But I do want you to know that it just came out today on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, and the timeline of the Las Vegas shooting continuously changes. Now, if what we're being told by, again, the state-controlled media is true, then why is it that they have to keep changing the timeline to fit the narrative? Again, just to show you, this is how conspiracies work. It has to fit the narrative, and that's exactly what they're doing, is pushing everything and leading it through the gate the way that they want it to come out of the gate. Yesterday we shared with you incredible forensic acoustic analysis demonstrates a second shooter in Las Vegas. Now we're talking about the timeline of the Las Vegas shooting continuously changes. And for those that did not see this yesterday, you can see an interview where the sheriff in Las Vegas was being questioned by reporters. And one question was asked about a bomb being placed in the alleged shooter's car. And you can clearly hear an FBI spook the sheriff by whispering, and you can hear it plain as day, "Don't go there." Did you see this? Did you hear this? And by the way, in context, friends, so they didn't pick it out like a bunch of peas, like a bunch of pigeons picking peas. No, it was consistent and it was in context. It was line upon line, precept upon precept. So it wasn't like someone threw it in there and made a thing out of it. No, this is legitimately there. You can hear the FBI spook the sheriff when he whispered, "Don't go there," when being questioned by a reporter. Now, again, friends, if what you're being told by the media is true, why is it that they're having so many problems getting their theory straight? Friends, let me define conspiracy theory. A theory is a term that originally was a neutral descriptor for any claim of civil, criminal, or political conspiracy. However, it has come almost exclusively to refer to any fringe theory which explains a historical or current event as the result of a secret plot by conspirators of almost superhuman or power and superpower and cunning. To conspire means to join in a secret agreement to do an unlawful or an unlawful act or wrongful act, or to use such means to accomplish a lawful ends in which they want. So the term conspiracy theory is frequently used by scholars and in popular culture to identify secret military, banking, or political actions aimed at stealing power, money, or freedom from the people. That's the theory. And to many, conspiracy theories are just human nature. Not all people in the world are honest, hardworking, and forthcoming about their intentions. Certainly we can all agree on that, right? So how did the term conspiracy theory get grouped in with fiction, fantasy, and folklore? Maybe that's a conspiracy. Just kidding, or am I? Over the last couple days, friends, we've been touching on the topic of conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. And we have showed and shared with you, friends, that patience, which is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself, proves that what you were told years back by the state-controlled media, which was giving cover to those that were committing the act of conspiracy, were demonizing anybody that countered the narrative that they were attempting to set as theorists. Well, the fact of the matter is, we're now in the present. And yesterday I shared with you the Dreyfus Affair, which you were told was a theory, which we found out was, in fact, a conspiracy. The Mafia. Remember how back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, when television began to evolve, how they made a thing out of it, and it was just fictitious, remember? Well, we found out that the Mafia wasn't fictitious because we found out that Joe Valachi revealed the society's secrets to law enforcement officials as being legitimately real. But you were told by the media that it was just a theory. Keep in mind, they were giving cover for those that were committing the act of conspiracy. What about the MK Ultra in the 1950s to the 70s? The CIA ran a mind control. I'm going to get to Operation Mockingbird here, too, in a moment, friends, just to kind of give you a little highlight, because we played the video some time back concerning Operation Mockingbird and how the CIA was spreading misinformation purposely, and we were told some time back from the horse's mouth and out of the horse's mouth that through the church committee that over 400 CIA agents were in active service concerning the U.S. media to control what was reported through America. In mainstream television, newspapers, and magazines. Now we're hearing this from reporters telling the American people and on a global scale that their employers are the CIA. You're paying for your own demise, America. But going back to MK Ultra in the 1950s to the 1970s, the CIA ran a mind control project that you were told by the media that was covering for the conspirators that you're a conspiracy theorist if you question our narrative. And I just shared with you Operation Mockingbird, which, again, was a fully implemented CIA program to spread disinformation throughout the American media. As a matter of fact, CIA Director William Colby testified to the church committee that over 400 CIA agents were active in the U.S. media to control what was reported. That's not a theory, it's a fact. But in the past, friends, again, if you question the narrative of the media who is bought and paid for and controlled by the CIA, which have been found out to be spreading disinformation out of the horse's own mouth, well, they want to call you a theorist. See, but what happens when you pull the curtain back? You begin to understand what's going on and who's controlling all of this. The media is being used to demonize anybody that questions the narrative. Again, that's Operation Mockingbird. Again, you were told that it was a theory, friends. And you are crazy to question the media. Now, you're crazy not to question the media, America. The Manhattan Project we shared with you yesterday. You were told that it was a theory, when in fact, again, history and time reveals the truth. Because the Bible tells us there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And here it is, America. How are you dealing with the conspirators? Because the media is attempting to demonize them as theorists when in fact they have been found out to be conspiracy. We'll get right back to this Sons of Liberty Radio.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have been talking about 33 conspiracy theories and conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. And again, how people are swallowing or drinking the Kool-Aid from the state-controlled narrative. I just want you to think about it again, America. Just think about this. After this Las Vegas shooting, this alleged shooting that took place, and how they set the narrative completely in stark contrast, contradicts eyewitnesses, America, every step of the way. Oh, and by the way, they did the same thing all the way throughout modern history. And 94% of the American people decry the media for lying, for propping up wicked people such as the Clintons, the Obamas, so on and so forth. And yet when they're told by the same media that's been lying to them day after day, week after week, 24/7, all of a sudden because they told you that there was a lone wolf that shot away at a bunch of people, killing how many people? And anybody that dare question it is demonized as a theorist, when in fact, friends, there's a conspiracy at work here. And the best way to pull back and recognize a conspiracy is the fact that there is diversion everywhere and they are realigning the narrative to fit theirs, even the timelines. And folks, they're not even asking questions from the eyewitnesses. No, because it doesn't fit the narrative. And what is the end aim here, friends? The political end aim is what? Gun control. Enough said right there for most people. But there's still some people that just need a little bit more. Look to the past. Like our forefathers told us, study the past. You will see over and over and over again dictators doing what we're seeing happening today in America. I mean, it's craziness. We were told that asbestos back in the 30s through the 60s was a theory, if you questioned respiratory diseases as being attributed to asbestos. You're a theorist. Come on, man. Asbestos, it's not responsible for cancer or respiratory disease. And so what happened? They put a media smear on anybody that called into question the manufacturers. And you were demonized. And again, you were called a theorist, when in fact, history shows us that it was a conspiracy. John Manville Company, as far back as 1932, it wasn't until 1962 that they finally established beyond any doubt what company bosses had known for a long time. Asbestos causes cancer and respiratory disease. Going on to Watergate. By the way, for those that didn't know about Watergate, Watergate was a cover-up for pedophiles. But the media diverted it into something to get your attention off about of what it was really about. Republican officials spied on the Democratic National Headquarters from the Watergate Hotel in 1972, while conspiracy theories suggested underhand dealings were taking place. It wasn't until 1974 that White House tape recordings linked President Nixon to the break-in and forced him to resign. I mean, why wouldn't you question authority? Why wouldn't you question the narrative, friends? And our forefathers established just that. Always question authority. Always question the narrative. And now the American people have drank the Kool-Aid, and are drinking the Kool-Aid so much now that they just accept scandal after scandal concerning those that are supposed to be representing them. But we found out Watergate, by the way, it's still not completely out there what Watergate was about, but you were called a conspiracy theorist to question what took place there. And who demonized you, friends? The corrupt, the wicked, the evil. The Tuskegee syphilis study, you were told that was a theory. The United States Public Health Service carried out this clinical study on 400 poor black Americans, namely men with syphilis from 1932 to 1972. During the study, the men were given false and sometimes dangerous treatments, and adequate treatment was intentionally withheld so the agency could learn more about the disease. And while the study was initially supposed to last just 6 months, it continued for 40 years. Kind of sounds like Iraq, doesn't it, America? Oh, it's only going to be a six-month campaign. Well, the Tuskegee syphilis study continued for 40 years. Close to 200 of the men died from syphilis or related complications by the end of the study. But to question it, friends, you are a theorist, man. There's something wrong with you. No, question the narrative, America. Operation Northwoods. Oh, this one's a good one. How many people this shut up? It's kind of like September 11th for those that question, is this an inside job or were we being told the truth by the media that's been lying to us for how many decades? Well, now I think the American people are wide awake to what September 11, 2001 was all about. It was about creating bureaucracies to work against those that rejected the New World Order. And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, folks, it's to the point now where the American people no longer, of course, don't trust the CIA. But now, friends, you're seeing across live feeds, people are questioning everything with the FBI now, finally. And when you look at the Constitution, I'd like to know the constitutionality concerning these bureaucracies that have been created, as a matter of fact. But let's go to Operation Northwoods. In the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. The plans included committing acts of terrorism in U.S. cities, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers, blowing up a U.S. ship, assassinating Cuban immigrants, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, hijacking planes. The plans were approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. 40 years. Author James Bamford, A Pretext for War, discusses the declassified Operation Northwoods documents revealed that in 1962, the CIA was planning to stage phony terror attacks on the U.S. and blame it on Cuba to start a war. Did you see that? Boy, they're learning well from... Well, you can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the dictator's tree, does it? It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. It's exactly how Adolf Hitler operated. And folks, when you look at the link concerning what's going on in this country to Adolf Hitler, it's no wonder why I get on this topic in comparison to what took place in Germany as to what's transpiring here in America. But you do know that Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag, and then he blamed it on the Poles. And what was he doing? He created his own terror attack to blame it on his political opposition. He incited his own people to go to war against a nation that didn't commit the act of terrorism. What they didn't know is Adolf Hitler that was responsible for the act of terror. And then history reveals the brown shirt, so on and so forth. He was the one creating the problems, and that he was coming in as the problem solver. But again, America, Operation Northwoods, you're a theorist to question any of the narrative. I mean, come on, to suggest that the American military, namely the leaders of the military, were creating plans to create public support for war against Cuba. And how were they going to do that? Well, they were going to attack America to incite the people to respond, to go deal with their political opposition. That's how wars are created. And what's the first casualty in war, America? It's always the truth. And before taking up arms against a foreign nation, why don't you go ahead and look at your own government first and foremost, or those that are inciting you to war? And again, see who has to gain from that war. There's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. There is a distinction. One's in righteousness and one is not. But again, you were told that Operation Northwoods was just, folks, it was a theory. You're crazy to question the narrative. Now history reveals that it was a conspiracy. Again, go back to Scripture, Jeremiah 11:9, friends. There it is. And in the theory, the conspirators continue on, and they're encouraged on in their crimes when the American people take it for theory rather than a conspiracy. And again, you have conspiracies taking place in this country because the American people fail to deal with the conspirators. And I don't think there's a person in this country that can deny some of the conspiracies that have taken place in this country in the past decades, friends. You got to be out of your mind to deny conspiracy. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean EE. Bradley Dean EE on my Facebook, and my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1EE, Bradley Dean 1EE. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making us the number three show right now, America. We appreciate that. We have 85 affiliates across the boards. And we also thank you for making us the number one show during the weekend. Again, we can do this together. One nation under God, not separate, correct? Cool. And for the most part, that's why I'm responding, letting you know that we can do this together and you understand that. Also want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We got a caller from Baltimore. Tom, our friend, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
How are you doing today, Brent?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just burnt out from all the stuff that we've got going on in this life, doing our best to fight for a future for our posterity. But, you know, if I wasn't doing it, I'd be complaining that I wasn't doing it. So all is well. How are you?
Well, I'm gay. I'm taking back some words today, Brad. You're talking about conspiracy theories. The government purposely has made that something to be ridiculed and not taken seriously. So let's take back the words that they're trying to take from us. I'm referring to gay, the definition in Webster's 1828 dictionary. I'm not so much cheerful as I'm animated and full of life because I'm happy that you're covering these things that aren't covered elsewhere. So we got gay back, all right? Let's take it from the perverted sodomites. They don't deserve the word. Conspiracy. I'll go down this real quick. Conspiracy is a combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert. And it goes when he talks about treason and exciting sedition within a country. Okay, you see why they don't want us actually talking about these things. A theory is an exposition of the general principle of any science. And just to make that clear, an exposition is the laying open, the sense of meaning of what is actually going on, to give people an unobstructed view. So, again, we see why the government doesn't like these words. Let's put them together and eliminate them from the people's vocabulary and call those who would refer to them as nuts. They know
can
exactly
I say something, Tom? I want to interject something. Just for the record, I don't care. I don't care what they don't like. They work for me, and I don't work for them. And as long as they're going to work for me, they're going to be held accountable to me as I am to God. So to me, I honestly do not care what they do and what they don't like, because I'm going to obey God regardless of what they think. And if they're committing a crime, I'm going to hold their feet to the fire the way that I personally should. And I would expect the same thing if I was in that position. But I wanted to add another word to your definitions here too. Another word that they have revised is terrorism. They're blaming people when, in fact, the word terrorism, defined in Oxford's old dictionary, means government by intimidation, and government by intimidation is exactly what you're seeing through the media, even today. So I really like the fact that you're bringing these points up, because people need to understand that even what's going on in this country over the last, 8, 9, 10 years, the race card's been pulled up. Folks, it's not about racism. It's about revisionism. And that's why they're tearing down your statues, revising your history, revising definitions. And if you want to prove Tom's point, that's all you have to do is go to a modern dictionary, go back to the 1950s and before, and you will see that they will be in stark contrast concerning their definitions. They have completely revised the definition out of what our forefathers established to mean what it means today. And look what we're doing, friends. We're giving up our freedoms because we don't take the time to do our homework. Hosea 4:6. Go on, Tom.
Okay, Brad, I agree with you completely with how I feel about how this government and the evildoers are trying to pervert these words and change them. I bring it up, though, because a lot of young people don't realize it, and I'd like them to know. And by the way, just to put some icing on the cake of just how wicked they are, the government puts people away every single day for what crime? Conspiracy. But it's a crazy word, right? People are nuts to believe in conspiracies, but the government sure uses it to put you in bondage for many hundreds of years. People are doing serious time for conspiracy.
Bundys are a prime example. That's exactly right.
Yes,
they're calling it a conspiracy when, in fact, they're covering, for those that are committing the act of conspiracy, another great point, my friend.
In the Baltimore Police Department, we used to joke when we realized what the feds were doing, just how wicked they were. We realized, and it's commonly known, that the conspiracy catch-all is to the feds what disorderly conduct is to the locals. Of course, disorderly conduct covers almost anything, and you maybe will get a night in jail for that. Nothing serious. The feds, they're using it like a disorderly quick charge, but they're putting people away for serious time. Now, Brad, I'd like to end with this. I know you want to get on with what you're talking about. Oh, real quick, by the way, I was looking at the exact film you played yesterday relative to the 93 bombing. And by the way, when we have more time, my boss arrested the bombers from 1993 and 2001 back in 1990 with the murder of Rabbi Kahane at the Marriott in Manhattan.
And I'll tell you all about that and send you some tapes about what he did when he was a lieutenant commander in New York. He eventually became commissioner of the Baltimore Police Force. His name is Ed Norris. He was told to shut up about it in New York. When the 93 bombing and the 2001 bombing happened, or the downing of the towers in 2001, he said he couldn't shut up anymore. He went and testified before Congress. You know where he ended up? In jail. Real quick, if I could read you what I sent to a friend yesterday. She believed and said that the Las Vegas Metro Police wouldn't lie to the public. So I wrote her and said, you know, I know you said this and believe it, but please know, like a person with sepsis, law enforcement agencies nationwide are in critical condition relative to corruption and lack of integrity. There is an internal war that has been going on for many decades. The bad cops, like bacteria and other foreign invaders, are gaining on the good cops, who are the white blood cells of the body. And the situation is critical. The federal law enforcement agencies are the most corrupt, and the locally elected sheriff's departments are the least corrupt in most cases. So please know that police and law enforcement agencies cannot always be counted on to tell the truth. And I reference Ephesians 6:12. I think it sums it up best. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Brad.
I totally appreciate it. Good points today, very much. And I think he was referring to Ted Gunderson, former FBI chief, who had stated most terror attacks were committed by our CIA and the FBI. Now, again, Ted Gunderson, former FBI chief, I just want to make sure people understand that I understand that there's good people in the CIA and in the FBI. But I want to tell you what makes them good is once they uncover what the CIA and the FBI are becoming, they get out and they begin to expose it for what it is. And by the way, those are the guys that are doing their job. Those are the guys that are upholding the oath that they swore that they would uphold. Those that remain and know it's corrupt, they're a part of the problem. These are the guys that are saying that we're just doing our job. Same thing with the FBI. They know it's corrupt, but they stay and they say, well, we're just doing our job. I got a family to support, so on and so forth. Yeah, that's exactly what they said during the Nuremberg trials as well. After the mass murder of how many millions of people? After how many hundreds of thousands of men that we lost here fighting against that tyrant? Come on, folks. If everybody's doing their job, we wouldn't have corruption right now, and we need to put that in perspective, big time. What we've been talking about is the conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. Here's another one for you. 1990 testimony of Nayara. A 15-year-old girl named Nayara testified before the U.S. Congress that she had seen Iraqi soldiers pulling Kuwaiti babies from incubators, causing them to die. The testimony helped gain major public support for the 1991 Gulf War, but despite protests that the dispute of the story was itself a conspiracy theory, it was later discovered that the testimony was false. See, they used that to incite war, friends. The public relations firm Hill and Knowlton, which was the employee of Citizens for a Free Kuwait, had arranged the testimony. It turned out that she had taken acting lessons on request of, here we go again, of the CIA and was actually the niece of a major politician in Kuwait. Nayara was later disclosed to be Nayara al-Sabah, daughter of Saudi bin Nasir al-Sabah, Kuwaiti ambassador to the USA. The Congressional Human Rights Caucus, of which Congressman Tom Lantos was co-chairman, had been responsible for hosting Nurse Nayara and thereby popularizing her allegations. When the girl's account was later challenged by independent human rights monitors, Lantos replied, "The notion that any witness brought to the caucus to the Kuwait embassy would not be credible because it did not cross my mind. I have no basis for assuming that her story is not true, but the point goes beyond that. If anyone hypothesizes that the woman's story is fictitious from A to Z, that in no way diminishes the avalanche of human rights violations. Nevertheless, the senior Republican on the Human Rights Caucus, John Edwards Porter, responded to the revelations by saying that if he had known the girl was the ambassador's daughter, he would not have allowed her to testify." But again, America, you were told the information that I just gave you was a theory, when in fact it was a conspiracy. And what did it do?
It was a conspiracy to create war through false testimony. But again, if you question that narrative, America, there was something wrong with you. America, it's sin before God not to question it. It's sin before God not to protest, because it makes cowards of men and women who do not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed, so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass. Guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist, while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed today.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment. Been talking about, I mean, I got a ton of them. We're going to spend tomorrow on this, friends. It's information you need to hear. Conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. And we're hearing the same stuff today, friends. And keep in mind, useful idiots that call themselves journalists that work for the CIA and the controlled narrative through the established media today, they're just doing their job. They're not. You heard the testimonial on the radio show the other day on Michael Savage's radio show when Michael asked the woman that was an eyewitness to the alleged shooting that took place in Las Vegas as to how many reporters asked you concerning your eyewitness account of what took place. And she said not a one of them. Because they already have their story written. Now what they're doing is just arranging and creating the narrative, I'm sorry, creating the timeline and all the events to fit their narrative. And what they'll do is they'll bring it down in history what their narrative is. It's like Oswald with Kennedy, friends. You know, it's interesting because I could even prove my point. Let me see here. I did a little homework on this. And we were talking about conspiracy theories. By the way, conspiracy theories breed, I'm sorry, not theories, conspiracies breed when people reject the Word of God. That's a fact. But I did some homework, and I got it right in front of me, and I wrote this down some time ago concerning the names of those that killed. Who killed President McKinley? Who killed President McKinley? Who killed President Garfield? And then let me put that up to who killed Abraham Lincoln. Everybody knows who allegedly killed Abraham Lincoln. Everybody does. Why? Because they wanted you to know who killed Abraham Lincoln. Who killed John F. Kennedy? Everybody. By the way, that was another prime example on a major level when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Diversion tactics. Eyewitnesses completely being ignored. Many eyewitnesses that were going to testify in the assassination of JFK, over 400 people mysteriously died off before they had a chance to do that. Don't you dare question the narrative. And then you're told, America, by the same government, in corruption in government, that's guilty of the crimes that are being committed concerning the conspiracy. That, you know, they tell on themselves when people aren't paying attention. Like, for example, the Warren Commission. You know, I mean, that was stacked with those that hated John F. Kennedy. You know, outside of the fact that Johnson reversed the orders on Vietnam the very day after Kennedy was assassinated. Who profited from that? Military-industrial complex. Trillions of dollars. And the blood of 58,121 Americans, namely one of my cousins. And my brothers and sisters. Those that I didn't know. But that doesn't make them not my brothers and my sisters. But look at the Warren Commission, folks. Alan Dulles. Kennedy fires him. Johnson picks him up and makes him the, him and Warren, the chief dogs over there to do the investigation. Well, that one's all, that's the fox in the chicken coop. I mean, how ridiculous did that need to become, friends, before the American people? And by the way, I believe it's what, like 82% of the Americans don't believe Oswald assassinated President Kennedy. Of course. And then look at the, what was it, 2025, they'll release the records on the assassination. Didn't that tell you something, America? Well, why don't you release it now? Because they're still alive. The conspirators are still alive. Those that profited from the assassination are still alive. We have to wait until they're dead, and then we'll let the world know what we did. And that's ridiculous. But again, let me ask you the question. Who killed President McKinley? You ask the average Joe, he can't tell you. Who killed President Garfield? You ask the average Joe, he can't tell you. But everybody knows who killed Lincoln, and everybody knows who killed Oswald. Why? Because there is conspiracy around it. They're telling on themselves. By the way, McKinley was shot by Leon Zalgasa. And President Garfield was killed by Charles Guiteau. Okay, just for the record. But again, it proves theory. It proves conspiracy against theory. It really does. Let's go on to another conspiracy theory that turned out to be a conspiracy. And keep in mind, it was the media covering for the conspirator. Counterintelligence programs against activities in the 1960s. An acronym for counterintelligence program was a series of covert and often illegal projects conducted by the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation. By the way, I sat there and had a conversation with Andrew Young, mayor of Atlanta, for 3 hours. He was the guy that was right next to Martin Luther King during all of the marches back in the 60s. And J. Edgar Hoover had a diabolical hatred for none other than Martin Luther King. And they also knew that the FBI was responsible for actually sending in provocateurs concerning those marches. They knew the FBI was behind it. So this isn't new news. The FBI used covert operations from its inception. However, formal counterintelligence programs took place between 1956 and 1971. The FBI stated motivation at the time was protecting national security. Yeah. No, protecting themselves, trying to create domestic insurrection so they can tear down our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. They said that they were preventing violence when in fact they were inciting violence. They said that they were maintaining the existing social and political order. And according to FBI records, 85% of counterintelligence programs, resources were expended on infiltrating, disrupting, marginalizing, and or subverting groups suspected of being subversive, such as communist and socialist organizations. Or so that is how they labeled them. The women's rights movement, militant black nationalist groups, and the nonviolent civil rights movement, including individuals such as Martin Luther King, others associated with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the National Association for the Advancement of Black People, Colored People, the Congress of Racial Equality, the American Indian Movement, and other civil rights groups. A broad range of organizations labeled the New Left, including Students for a Democratic Society, the National Lawyers Guild, the Weathermen, almost all groups protesting the Vietnam War, and even individual student demonstrators with no group affiliation, and nationalist groups such as those seeking independence for Puerto Rico, while the other 15% of America counterintelligence programs and their resources were expended to marginalize and subvert white hate groups, including the Ku Klux Klan and National States Rights Party, and the direct governing were issued by FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, who ordered FBI agents to expose, disrupt, misdirect, discredit, or otherwise neutralize the activities of those movements and their leaders. It's a documentation, friends. But again, you were just told it was a theory. As a matter of fact, going back to Martin Luther King, I sat with Sam Kyle. He was the one that was standing right next to Martin when he was shot dead. I spent time with the DOJ, Roger Wilkins, who all told me the same thing that I'm reading to you right now. J. Edgar Hoover hated Martin Luther King, and he was doing everything in his power to demonize him, and there's some fools out there in this country that still believe the narrative that was set. And who was behind it? J. Edgar Hoover. He created the problem, and he came in as the problem solver. History teaches us that it was not a theory when, in fact, it was a conspiracy. And who was doing it? The FBI was. The FBI was. I'll go off one more. Conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. No theory at all, friends. The Iran-Contra affair in 1985 and 1986, the White House authorized government officials to secretly trade weapons with the Israeli government in exchange for the release of U.S. hostages in Iran. The plot was uncovered by Congress in 1987. Also, don't forget, friends, that we have others in more facets to the Iran-Contra affair. And without opening that can of worms right now, just don't follow the narrative, friends, because the narrative is not true. I watched something called The Cocaine Cowboys back in the 70s and the 80s. And it was interesting, the players that were a part of that. And then there was a Barry Seal that came forward that was actually transferring cocaine into these countries, or from these countries into the United States on the behest and the behalf of the government. And then, of course, he was shot dead right before he was going to speak. And we all understand that those direct orders came from none other than Oliver North, who was overseeing the operation. Friends, I have firsthand eyewitness accounts of the drug dealing that's going on in this country and where they're coming from and who's funneling all of these drugs into the United States of America. And if you think it's just the bad guys concerning those in Colombia and the such, you better wake up and smell the coffee. Again, who is gaining from these crimes?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.